Hey, poker people. Thanks for tuning in to another Anchor segment. So it occurred to me as I was watching my son's cross-country meet today. You know, we got there a little bit early just to make sure we're there in time for the race, because you never know when the race is going to start. It just seems like they start willy-nilly whatever every single race. But we got there early and we were watching the teams, the various teams, kind of do their warm-ups, right? Some of them were just running for their warm-ups. Other groups were doing like push-ups and coordinated stretches and stuff as their warm-ups. And it makes sense for all physical activities, cross-country, basketball, football, hockey, whatever. Of course, you want to warm up ahead of time. You got to stretch those muscles out, get them loose and limber and warmed up and just ready for the intense activity that you're about to put your body through, right? Well, poker players, we don't see it the same way, but I believe that we should. When we sit down for a session, whether it's a tournament, a sit and go, cash games, whatever it is, we are about to put our mind through what could be a pretty challenging situation, right? You're up against players that maybe you don't know. They're acting in ways that you don't expect them to, and you need to react to them and make positive EV decisions. You don't know what cards are going to come on the flop to turn a river. You don't know what cards you are going to be dealt. Your mind needs to be nimble and ready to make the best decisions that you can given the information that you have at the time. And warm-ups, I believe that warm-ups really help you to do this. Three things, I actually have like five steps to my warm-ups, but three really important things I recommend for all of you when it comes to warm-ups. Number one is, actually this isn't in any particular order, the first thing that I recommend out of the three is to ditch the distractions. And you know, if you are playing online at home, put the phone to the side. Don't turn on your Netflix on the computer. Don't open up Skype. Don't look at your emails. Just ditch those distractions. This is poker time. You're playing right now to make some money, to make good decisions, to win at poker. And it makes it more difficult when you're distracted, when your attention is pulled in a direction away from the pokers. And the second thing I really do recommend is have a strategy focus for each session. So it could revolve around a current leak that you might have, but oftentimes it's just something that you want to do that you're kind of focused on in your studies, or something maybe that happened poorly in the prior session. Maybe in the last session, you missed out on three really good c-betting opportunities. For whatever reason, you weren't paying attention, whatever the reason was, you missed out on three good c-betting opportunities. Well, this time, your strategy focus might be to think about every c-bet situation and do not just automatically hit the check button or the bet button. Think about it. Think about what you are or what your intention is with your c-bet, and will your c-bet result in what you want it to result in? You know, if you're c-bet bluffing, how likely is it to work? If you're c-betting for value, how likely is that to work? So that's the second part. Have a strategy focus with every session. That doesn't mean you ignore everything else. If your focus is c-betting, it doesn't mean you ignore three betting or you ignore check raises. I mean, it's just the one thing that you're focused on that you really want to work on in this session right here. And the third thing that I highly recommend is have a plan for any kind of tilt that might occur. So you know yourself, and hopefully you know what sets you off. I can tell you that one of the things that sets me off on tilt and starts to boil my blood, you know, rise my anger levels, what really hurts me, not hurts, but what does that to me, what can put me on tilt, is when weaker players suck out on me, right? So I have pocket aces and somebody calls me from the blinds with jack eight suited and they catch a river flush or they turn two pair on me, that kind of a thing. Well, it's and it goes along the lines with entitlement tilt, and it's my level of tilt that I really have to work on. But I know that when I get sucked out on by a weaker player, that can put me on tilt. So if I just plan for that ahead of time, if I have an idea of what I'm gonna do if that happens, maybe it's step away from the tables for a minute, maybe it's take five or six deep breaths, whatever it is, I need to plan for that tilt to happen, because it will happen. We all know that whatever sets us off on tilt can happen every single session. It can happen five times in the session. So make a plan for that tilt. So once again, those three things for your warm-ups that I highly recommend. Number one, ditch the distractions. Number two, have a strategy focus. And number three, plan for tilt-inducing situations. Alrighty, y'all. I hope in your next session you do participate in a warm-up. Take care.